Okay, I want to welcome everybody this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and have the great pleasure of introducing Jeff as our speaker this morning. And you know, he's been doing a lot of traveling and a lot of things, but I know that his heart is on the Lord, and that he's prayed about this and has asked the Lord to put the thoughts in his heart and the words in his mouth that would be for our soul's welfare. So as I turn this over, please say a prayer for Jeff and for yourselves that you would be open to the words that the Lord's given him to speak to us today. And I'll turn it over to my brother, Elder Jeff Oldham.
Well, thank you, Benny, and good morning, brothers and sisters. Truly a beautiful day. I hope, I know that wherever we are and the life that we have, it is a beautiful day. I was touched by the testimony of our sister Deborah and to think about her niece and to think about the experience that she had there, to go into her closet and to come out and nothing be around there. It's truly a miracle and a blessing that they survived that, and we know that they are watched out over the Lord, by the Lord. We know there are a lot of testimonies, and there are a lot of amazing things that happened down there. And no doubt the destruction is sad, but the watch care of our Heavenly Father. And really, I'm thankful for this day that we have. I heard in our sister's prayer at the end of Sunday school there, and she said that we have, thank the Lord that we have this time and we have this day to worship Him. And so I would agree with that, and truly we are blessed. I want to start, and some of the thoughts I have, I've got quite a few readings that I want to go through and hopefully try to pull my thoughts in that I've had over the last few weeks, and kind of thinking about that awesome power and that awesome strength of our Heavenly Father. I want you to turn with me to Psalms, the 33rd chapter. And as we go to Psalms, the 33rd chapter, is to me, both in the 33rd and 34th chapter, there's a couple verses that I want to read that kind of, I guess for me, start off and lay the foundation for, I guess really for the thoughts that I've had over these last few days. I'm going to start in the 18th verse in the 33rd chapter of Psalm. It starts off, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name." And that to me is really, I think, you know, if we could have if I could write a billboard, or if I could write a newspaper headline today, to me that would be the headline, you know, and really that is because we have trusted in His holy name, and that's the calling that we really have. And you think about my sister-in-law. I was talking to my sister-in-law last night. She's a teacher in one of the schools in one of the Kansas City suburbs, and she was talking about how during Kansas City had kind of a concern last week with a tornado or a fear of a tornado, and the skies were welling up, and there was a lot of concern over a tornado coming. And my sister-in-law told me that they sounded the alarm and had all the kids in the school go into these closets. And she said that there were some parents that came up to the school during this 45-minute stretch. She said they were in these closets for 45 minutes. And she said during this 45-minute stretch, there were a handful of parents that went up to the school to try to get their kids and take them home. I didn't quite catch whether this, you know, what happened there, but I know the principal was upset with the fact that the parents put not just themselves, not just their children, but then all of the staff of the school who had to go and get those kids out during the time when they were supposed to be undercover. You know, the school was disappointed in the parents for that. And you know, there's so many times, I remember when different disasters have happened in our nation, and I remember wanting to get closer to my family or wanting to go get my kids and be close to our family in those times. But you know that this verse here, that 21st verse, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. And truly in our lives, we have to trust in him, and we have to trust in the Lord, and that human side of us, we struggle with that trust. Naturally, we struggle with that trust. But truly, we know that the Lord is there, and we know that the Lord is merciful. And continue on in the 22nd verse. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. So skip over with me now to the 34th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 15th verse. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You know, I don't remember the exact date. It was a week or so ago, and it was in the news, and it talked about an individual that was predicting a major catastrophe here in this world. And there was a lot of publicity over that, and a lot of the news and newspapers had different articles on it. It was sad for me to see the overall press or the overall publicity around that. It was even harder for some of the people than after, and the jokes and the things that were said. You know, clearly we don't know what the Lord has in front of us. We know there are going to be challenges. We know there are going to be trials. We don't know that time when the Lord is going to come again, and we don't know, you know, what those trials, temptations, challenges that we're going to face in front of us. But what we do know is that the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, right? So ultimately, the responsibility falls on us is where is our heart? Where is our mind? Where is our strength? I'll tell you, and this is something that I've been struggling with this last couple weeks, and I'm typically not a person that's a worrier. I'm typically not a person that I am pretty comfortable with making a decision and moving on. I am a person that in my job, I have control over a lot of things. And so, when I see something needs to be done, I just go get it done, or I'll challenge my team and get them moving on a direction that we need to be working on. But when things are out of my control and decisions are out of my control, I find that, I don't know if it's that I'm, I'd hate to say that it's because I'm getting a little bit older, but I find that those things that are out of my control, I struggle with some, or if it's impacting those that I love, I struggle with that some. And in the last couple of weeks, I've been struggling with something that's, you know, just something minor that's going on with one of my kids and a challenge they're facing in their life. And it's one that as a parent, you want your kids to learn, and you want your kids to go through challenges, and you know that they're going to go through challenges, and it's good for them, and it's healthy for them, and they learn, and they can excel and flourish. But I see, you know, what I think is wrong and what I don't agree with, but it's truly out of my control. And here I am as a parent, and I'm talking to my kids, and I'm challenging my kids, you know, reminding them every day, have you said your prayers? You know, it's almost like I've got the three lines. Have you brushed your teeth? Have you washed your face? Have you said your prayers? And as I was going through this, seeing what was going on with my own son and seeing the challenge that he had, And nothing bad, nothing catastrophic, but clearly just a personal challenge, something he had to overcome. And I had to almost get after myself for not kneeling down and praying to the Lord. Lord, I know this is out of my control. I know, Lord, that there is nothing that I can do here, but all I can do is pray, right? All I can do is challenge my boys to kneel down and pray themselves. And that for me, that time when I was driving down the road thinking about it and it was bugging me, I had to either pull over and pray, or I had to pray as I was driving down the road. And that helped me calm myself down, or that helped me to relieve that. You know, that very thing that I was challenging my boys to do, I wasn't doing myself about that very thing. And I guess that reinforcement to me, or that challenge to me in my own life, is I kneel and pray. I believe in prayer. I'm a firm believer in prayer. But for those things, those little things, you know, boys were going through their finals, and boys, make sure you're praying about it. You know, if you're concerned about a test, pray about it. You know, but even for my own self, you know, on some of these little things, I wasn't going to the Lord, or I felt that it was an imposition, or I felt it was such a small thing. But clearly, there is no small thing that we can go to the Lord. No matter what goes in our lives, that connection that we have and that strength that we draw on is truly from the Lord. You know, that 22nd verse there in the 34th Psalm, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. Each of us, right? Each of us that kneel down on our knees, each of us that cry out to the Lord, we have that ability to cry out to the Lord. And he's going to redeem us, the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You know, and I truly believe that. I truly believe that. No matter what our lot in life is that if we trust in the Lord, if we call upon him, we can be protected and we can be saved. Turn with me to 2 Nephi, the third chapter. And I'm going to read a lot of verses out of here, and I remember our brother Glenn Gill and Sister Margaret one time, and it was early on when one of my first sermons up at the temple lot one day, and I apologized for a lengthy chapter that I was going to read, and our Sister Margaret came up to me afterwards and said, Jeff, you should never apologize for a reading. You should never apologize for what the Lord lays on your heart. And so I always kind of think about that, and that I would ask that you bear with me as we go through this, because we're going to go through the third chapter, and there's a lot here, and I'll read through it fairly quickly, but I would ask that you I would ask that you bookmark this, or that you highlight this chapter, or you go back and you read this again, because to me, this is a powerful chapter. And the first few verses, the first couple pages kind of set up, to me, really the high point within this chapter. And now I, Nephi, speak concerning the prophecies. And again, I'm in the third chapter, the second book of Nephi, and I'm on page 90 in my Book of Mormon. And now I, Nephi, speak concerning the prophecies of which my father has spoken, concerning Joseph, who was carried into Egypt. For behold, he truly prophesied concerning all his seed. And the prophecies which he wrote, there are not many greater. And he prophesied concerning us and our future generations. And they are written upon the plates of brass. Wherefore, after my father had made an end of speaking concerning the prophecies of Joseph, he called the children of Laman, his sons and daughters, saith unto them, behold, my sons and my daughters, which are the sons and daughters of my firstborn, I would that ye should give ear unto my words. For the Lord God hath said that inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall prosper in the land, right? We know the land which they're in, right? We know that they're in the Americas, and we know that at this point in time, you know, the Lord is working on Lehi and his family. We know that the many blessings, the many miracles that lead up to this point, and all of the things that have happened in the story of Lehi, Nephi, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, you know, the entire family, and we know those stories. And we know that Laman and Lemuel are the two that are challenging children to Lehi, right? And we know the story and where it goes from here. But he says, for the Lord God has said that as inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall prosper in the land. And inasmuch as you will not keep my commandments, ye shall be cut off from my presence. But behold, my sons and my daughters, I cannot go down to my grave, save I should leave a blessing upon you. For behold, I know that if you are brought up in the right way that you should go, you will not depart from it. Wherefore, if ye are cursed, behold, I leave my blessing upon you, that the cursing may be taken from you, and be answered upon the heads of your parents. Wherefore, because of my blessing, the Lord God will not suffer that ye shall perish. Wherefore, he will be merciful unto you and unto your seed forever. And it came to pass after my father had made an end of speaking to the sons and daughters of Laman, and then he started to move and speak to Lemuel. And so the point is here is truly we know the story of Laman and Lemuel. We know what has happened to Laman and Lemuel. We know the trials and the challenges that Nephi and Sam faced from their brothers. You know, we understand the story, but clearly, you know, there's a lot of things here that ring out, you know, as a lot of different areas that you can think about. Where is the Lord's blessing? And where is the continuation of this story, and where does it come out? You know, hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years later, where the story comes out, and where we understand today who the people are that are spoken to here. I want you to skip over and go to the 22nd verse. And it came to pass that after my father Lehi had spoken unto all his household according to the feelings of his heart, and the Spirit of the Lord, which was in him, he waxed old. And it came to pass that he died and was buried. And it came to pass, not many days after his death, Laman and Lemuel and sons of Ishmael were angry with me because of the admonitions of the Lord. For I, Nephi, was constrained to speak unto them according to the word. For I had spoken many things unto them, and also my father before his death. Many of the which sayings are written upon mine other plates for a more history. So skip down with me to the 34th verse, if you would, please. And when I desire to rejoice, and so understand what led up to this point was Laman, Lemuel, and their challenge and chastisement and almost you know, just horribly treating their family and their loved ones and their frustration with the Lord that they took out on Nephi. And so skip down, and so here is Nephi, a young man who was very close to his father, a young man who was very close to the Lord and working hard to be a servant of the Lord. And here is this man now that in the 32nd verse he says, "My soul grieveth because of my iniquities." You know, here is a man, a person who had worked hard to stay close to the Lord. And he says, you know, "My soul grieveth because of my iniquities. I am encompassed about because of the temptations and the sins which doth so easily beset me." Right? Each of us, we face those similar challenges in our own lives. Right? We're encompassed by things of the world that we have no control over. But what we do have control over is our reaction to the Lord, is our reaching out to the Lord. "And when I desire to rejoice, my heart groaneth because of my sins. Nevertheless, I know in whom I have trusted. My God hath been my support. He hath led me through mine afflictions in the wilderness, and he hath preserved me upon the waters of the great deep. He hath filled me with his love, even unto the consuming of my flesh. He hath confounded my ears unto the causing of them to quake before me. Unto the causing of them to quake before me. Behold, he hath heard my cry by day, and he hath given me knowledge by visions in the nighttime." Right? To me, that so much reinforces that calling that we can make, that time when we face those challenges, that time when we face those trials and temptations, when we face those times of those things that are truly out of our control, that we can do nothing about, but what we can do is that we can call upon the Lord. And we know that we have that ability to call on the Lord. Skip over to the 46th verse with me now. Actually, over the 45th. "Why am I angry because of mine enemy? Awake, my soul, no longer droop in sin. Rejoice, O my heart, and give place no more for the enemy of my soul. Do not anger again because of mine enemies. Do not slacken my strength because of mine afflictions. Rejoice, O my heart, and cry unto the Lord, and say, O Lord, I will praise thee forever. Yea, my soul will rejoice in thee, my God, and in the rock of my salvation." You know, to me, that rock, and I envision, anytime I read this, I envision and I see that rock, that solid rock, that solid foundation, you know, that rock that does not move, And that's what we have in our Heavenly Father. No matter what is going on in our lives, no matter the storms that are coming our way, are they concerning? Absolutely. Are they scary? Absolutely. Do we have our human nature that kicks in and gets fearful? Absolutely. But we know what we have. We have the Lord. We have that rock. We have that salvation. We have that strength that we can call on, and that we have to exercise that day in and day out, that we can call upon that strength. O Lord, wilt thou redeem my soul? The 52nd verse now. Wilt thou deliver me out of the hands of mine enemies? Wilt thou make me that I may shake at the appearance of sin? May the gates of hell be shut continually before me, because that my heart is broken and my spirit is contrite. O Lord, wilt thou not shut the gates of thy righteous before me, that I may walk in the path of the low valley, that I may be strict in the plain road? O Lord, wilt thou encircle me around in the robe of thy righteousness? To me, that again, that word, the robe of thy righteousness, you know, that is my prayer for each of us, is that we have that robe that we can envision, that we can see, that is coming around us, that is wrapping us. You know, I think of it's been a really cold spring for us, and there's been a many of baseball games that I've stood out at and just freezing cold, and I go home and I can't get warmed up, and you wrap that warm blanket, or you wrap that blanket around you, you know. And to me, that's the picture, and that's the vision that I see when I read that, is that the Lord is going to wrap that robe of righteousness around us, that he's going to warm us, that he's going to strengthen us, but there is truly nothing that we cannot do when we have that with us. O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way, but that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedge not up my way, but the ways of mine enemy? O Lord, I have trusted in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm. Yea, I know that God will give liberally to him that asketh. Yea, my God will give me, if I not ask amiss. Therefore I will lift up my voice unto thee, yea, I will cry unto thee, my God, the rock of my righteousness. Behold, my voice shall forever ascend up unto thee, my rock and mine everlasting God. Amen. You know, to me, that I love that chapter, and I use it regularly. But as I thought about the things, in whether it's the tornadoes and the concerns that we've had, whether it's the flooding that's gone through the southern part of the U.S., whether it's no matter what it is, right? No matter, absolutely no matter what it is that we have the Lord to call on. And how thankful am I that we have that strength, that ability to call upon. Turn with me to 1 Nephi, the third chapter. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's where we're at. Turn with me to, First Nephi, the third chapter, sorry. Getting confused with my own notes. And I'm just going to read the 230 and 231st verses there. And this, to me, I think really, really sums up that those few verses that I read there in the second Nephi. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, that it descended upon the saints of the church of the Lamb, and upon the covenant people of the Lord, which were scattered upon all the face of the earth. And they were armed with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory. And so to me, where that stands out and what I see in that is that strength that we have, you know, and they were armed with righteousness and with the power of God. And we know we have that. And so, to me, as we think about no matter what is going on in this world, no matter the trials, the challenges, those things that we have, my encouragement for each of us and my challenge to each of us is have we thought to pray? Right? Did we get up this morning thinking to pray? Did we go to bed last night thinking to pray? Do we think to pray even as we're driving down the road? and those things are on our minds. And you know, my hope it is that it is. I find for myself, and again, this is just my own way. As I'm going down the road, as I'm going throughout my life, you know, a lot of times I like to have talk radio on. And I don't know why, and I never was a talk radio fan, but I find that, you know, it kind of, as I'm thinking about whether it's hearing things about current events, hearing things that are going on, but for me, that time that is best is when I shut that radio off. And when I start thinking about the things going on in our lives, to me, that is that time that I have to think and challenge myself to be thinking and calling upon the Lord regularly and utilizing that time we have, utilizing that strength that we have. I'm going to close, and I'm going to go to Luke, the 12th chapter. And this, to me, I hope, sums up, the thoughts that I've had today. So, Luke, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read the 30th through the 32nd verse. So, Luke, the 12th chapter again, and I'm going to start at verse 30. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And so to me, and again, verses that we know and that we've heard, you know, seek ye the kingdom of God. And I guess for me, and it really sums up the thoughts that I've had as just that little lesson for myself, and I truly know that lesson was for me, but that lesson for me was that remembering that chastisement for me of remembering to call upon the Lord. And I'm embarrassed to say that I had to get after myself to remember that even in those times, those things for my children that are out of my control that I know is a good lesson for them was still eating at me. And I'm embarrassed to say that I let it eat at me and I let it bug me. But I know that lesson for me was that challenge and that expectation that no matter what it is that we can kneel down and we can pray to the Lord. And at the same time that we can give praise to our Heavenly Father in knowing that we are blessed and knowing that we are watched out for. And so for that, I appreciate your time and I appreciate your attentiveness. And my prayers are for each of you. And my hope is that you would continue to remember each of us. Thank you.